warm today. This is too warm for fall. I don't like it.
Isn't it going to, like, snow on Sunday?
Good. It's like November. We had to get, like, that one weird snowfall. Remember last year we got no snow.
We got two bad snowstorms. Yeah. That was it.
So if you're wondering about snowfalls in Ohio last year, there you go.
There it is.
Podcast for November 18th, 2016. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Ajgai.
Yo!
How's it going?
I'm good.
Dude, that's like a weird thing for your phone to do.
What?
I don't know, the buzzing was so weird. It's like, rant, rant. It was like, almost panicky.
It's on this leather couch. Yeah, it's just kind of vibrates panicky. Weird.
Okay, are you answering this?
No.
Alright, so we're going to be talking about the Wii mostly today, which is on tomorrow, turning 10, if you can believe it. Came out November 19th, 2006.
I feel like all this month, because everything comes out in November, It's like, it's the birthday of this. It's the anniversary right. of that.
And yeah, and we're kind of hitting, because like all these systems come out around the same time, we're kind of hitting the 10-year
point.
Yeah, you know, 2016. So we'll talk about the Wii a little bit and its legacy and some memories. And then if there's anything else we'll talk about, we can do that in Special Zone. So what... There was a lot of excitement about the Wii, you know? It was fun.
Well, that was the first time Nintendo, like, really went off book.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that. Like, we knew it wasn't going to have, like, the power. They were going to compete with this input. Of course, what was the original code name for the
Revolution.
Wii?
Revolution.
Yes, and then remember when they said it was called the Wii?
Yeah, people were freaking out. It ended up being a good name. Revolution it really isn't. I know it, like, sanifies, but Revolution is not really a great console name. Kind of, you know, a word. Although it actually might be more popular now. But yeah, there's so much. I just remember, like, because we knew it was going to have some sort of weird controller. Because they were talking about it. We didn't know what exactly.
Right.
I remember, like, the day they finally showed the controller. You saw it. You know, I remember it, like, lifted up from, like, a milk sea. And it, like, but, you know, especially when you did before you even played it, it's such a cool thing, because especially the tech demos, was it looked like one-to-one stuff, right?
Which the Wii Motion Plus would eventually do, but yeah, like, you didn't realize it until you got your hands on it, the limitation of the tech.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked well as a pointer.
Yeah, no, yeah, it worked well as a pointer, because...
Use that IR tracking.
Yeah, basically, it could detect where you were pointing it, and it knew if it was being shook.
Yeah, it knew in vaguely what direction it was being shook, but it wasn't like... You could twist it around your hand and have, like, a sword
move
that exact motion. Again, that did come later.
See, it's funny how that came later, and then by that point, people were kind of like, all right, whatever.
But at that point, it was like, well, we're going with it.
What else makes you wonder if, like, it would have been an even bigger deal if they waited a few years for when they could have shipped with that tech and impressed people more?
Well, so, like, there's the two sides of Wii audience. There's the, obviously, what was a huge audience, because it sold a shit ton of these, who were like, wow, Wii Sports, this is fun, let's play it at family gatherings, mm-hmm. let's... Buy it for the nursing home. We're just going to play tennis and bowling. Like, there is that. And that was hugely successful.
Yeah.
Then there was the, you know, the hardcore gamer side. We were initially like, there's a Zelda!
Yeah.
Woo! So that happened. And
we were
then,
all playing the Zelda game instead of pushing the A button attack. We had to shake it every time.
Yeah. But then, like, you know, aiming with the bow and arrow was cool.
It was fine,
and, you know, all that good stuff.
It is strange that we sports overshadowed a Zelda game.
In a way, yeah.
That's why everyone was playing. Cause the promise of it was, you know, something you don't have now, like local multiplayer with your friends and you're bowling and playing tennis and all this kind of stuff.
Well, it was low barrier of entry. Like, I could explain to someone how to bowl a bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like something, everybody had that story, like they showed their parents and they were like playing a video game with their parents mm-hmm. and, you know, wasn't that fun.
But again, those people didn't go like, well, what's this Legend of Zelda like?
No.
I like the tennis game.
And there never really were quite... there weren't a whole ton of games for those people. They tried.
Well, the next one was Wii Fit.
And remember how something like Carnival Games became like a big hit?
Because it
filled the void.
No. It came with a controller.
No, we Motion Plus...
But Carnival
really
Games came with a controller.
But still, it was like mini game. People were actually playing Carnival Games,
yeah,
too.
But you needed that second controller, so you may as well pay another $10 and get Carnival Games.
Sure. But, like, games like that would do. I remember the, kind of go back to launch, I remember there was, like, kind of, like, the strange denial that, like, this is powerful enough.
Oh, yeah.
I remember them showing off Red Steel.
Oh,
trying to act like it was like a Halo gameplay. God. And I was like, yeah, Zeus is fine. That was weird because that was kind of the big thing. Zeus is going to, first person shooters are going to be even better on this. But they weren't because, I mean, aiming's fine, but like turning.
Turning was a problem.
Yeah, you had to like go to the edge of the screen and then keep turning. And like we had, like Metroid Prime worked okay with it because those aren't very like twitchy. Yeah. Game, so that was fine. Metroid Prime 3, I don't think it was launched, but it was pretty close.
Yeah.
So that was right around
that. That game's problems were not input-based. It was just like, we need to have everyone talk. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, sure.
As far as that goes for me.
Yeah, so, you know, the whole Metroid Prime series problem is that Metroid Prime 1 was so good. Okay, let's do it again. But, yeah, it was very fun when you got it. I mean, it was an exciting console launch, right? Because...
Well, like, I remember it well. You were not present, but
yeah.
Chris came down to Pittsburgh because Toys R Us was the only one doing midnight launches. Everyone else was just the next morning. And they had, like, you knew they had the biggest quantities. So we were lined up. We did a rough count. We estimated we were in the high, like, the 190s in line. We were like, because I think they're getting 200. It was fun. Like, a local pizza place was smart and just, like, sent, like, employees to take orders. And then they delivered pizzas to people in line. Chris went into the Toys R Us before it closed and bought one of those giant things of animal crackers.
Oh, yeah.
So we were eating animal crackers and pizza. And, you know, everyone had their DSs.
Those were fun times.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was an event. It's the last... I mean, we did line up for the PS4 console launch. That was, what, like five people outside of GameStop?
No,
it like,
wasn't console,
like,
not
because of Amazon, basically. It's always like, fun. Console launches are not what they... What, like, it was never that again.
No.
It never was.
And, I mean, it was so cool, like, coming home, like, taking out the Wiimo, because it was so different. Like, this thing is so strange.
Yeah.
Like, holding it.
What did Chris... When he left the next day, he left something, like the power brick or something behind that he needed. He's like, I can't play my Wii for a week until I see you next.
Chris is funny.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, what was there anything else real on the launch besides Zelda and Wii Sports? I mean, and Red Steel. There's, like, weird things like that. But nothing else was real memorable.
Nothing else crazy, no.
Right. So, and, yeah. It was kind of this problem that we kind of very quickly learned the limitations of the Waggle.
Very quickly. Remember that Zack and Wiki game?
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
It was fun, but at the same time, you were like... Everything's just shake the controller.
Right, and there was a lot of things that were like that. Like, you know, there was, like, this, like, the start of, like, Nintendo minigame collections. Like, besides Wii Sports, we had the WarioWare game that was just basically shaking minigames and stuff like that. It was just kind of got strange.
When I think back on the games I really like from the console, there are games that, frankly, you don't need the motion controller for at all. Smash Brothers, obviously, one of them.
God, yeah, Smash Brothers was the one you used the GameCube controller.
Yeah, because it just had the GameCube ports. Even Mario Galaxy, it would not be hard to, like, release an HD version of Mario Galaxy on the Wii U that just got rid of the motion controls.
Maybe, because there would always be occasional random levels where you had some sort of motion control thing. Like, remember, like, sometimes you'd be in that ball and you'd balance it by holding your Wiimote up forward. And I mean, there's always ways to have it.
Analog stick that does the same thing.
But there was something kind of fun about
that. The only thing that was mildly interesting, it was kind of like you know, the what they call, like, baby brother mode, is where you give the second Wii remote to someone, like, here, you collect the star bits, and don't shoot them, you'll waste them.
Yeah, and you can help, maybe.
There's that,
Skyward Sword was really good, but it came kind of late.
Yeah, and that's the odd one that actually was super reliant, and it is almost a bummer, because, like, you'll never be able to play that game again unless they reworked it.
No, because, like I said, someday's just gonna be the Wii.
The Wii.
The Wii, and it's just gonna... You have
he means Wii Mini, if that wasn't clear.
It's funny, right? And then, you know, it'll have the motion control and have, like, the 30 games that you need for the Wii. That would basically be more than, like, all the worthwhile ones.
I was going to say 30? I don't know. Let me try to think. What other notable Wii games were there?
I mean, remember those weird, that weird glove JRPGs? Yeah, your Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, again, didn't really use the motion controller, but yeah, Xenoblade was good.
Remember how, at first, like, because it sold so well, the third party's like, we need to get in on this. And a lot of times they would try to release games for, like, Xbox One or Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 for the system, but you couldn't just do it. So they would actually, like, make new games.
Yeah.
And they just would not be as good. Like, there was the weird Force Unleashed for Wii.
Right, which,
and,
like...
Call of Duty 3 for Wii.
Oh, yeah. But it was weird, because, like, that was the oddest thing we never got, was, like, the proper lightsaber game. Like, Force Unleashed tried to do this bullshit, like, push forward with both hands, do Force Lightning, but, like, it was never, like... Especially when the Wii Motion Plus came out, there was never, here's the lightsaber.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the problem with that, and it always has been, is, like, you need some sort of tactical feedback, kind of. But anyway, so you could try something.
Right.
But there was, like, that Clone Wars or something or another game that maybe had something kind of like, I don't know. But yeah, that was, like, the dream thing we see. Like, oh, it's just going to just be a lightsaber. But mm-hmm. yeah, then you're like, oh, you can shake the thing, and then your character will swing a lightsaber. Oh, cool. How, you know.
Right.
Engaging. It is strange for a system that sold over 100 million units, like, I would have a hard time thinking of five games that I thought were, like...
Yeah, you had the two galaxies.
Fantastic. And there was, like, ports. Like, I liked that version of Resident Evil 4 a lot, actually.
Yeah, that was fun.
That worked pretty well with that kind of aiming.
Because it was slower pace.
It was slower pace, yeah. I mean, it was tank controls anyways, originally. Games that were originally tank controls, like Metroid and Resident Evil 4, were fine. I mean, there was some, like, this is like the start of the virtual console, which was really cool at the time, right? It was, like, crazy. Like, oh, I have Mario 64 on this thing.
Yeah, that did birth the virtual console concept.
It did have a good Mario Kart. Remember, we were using that steering wheel.
Was it called Wii? Just Mario Kart Wii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called Mario Kart Wii.
7 was after that. 3DS. That's when they started, yeah.
And
it was a good Mario Kart. It introduced motorcycles, right?
Yeah, that was its thing. And again, you used that wheel thing, and it kind of works. It worked better than maybe it should have, but then after a while, you're like, all right,
give just me the controller.
What the hell am I doing here? But yeah, like, Smash Bros. 4 was kind of a disappointment because of weird decisions. I mean, it was fun, but after a while, I was like, I want to play Brawl again or wait for the next one.
You mean Melee?
Melee, man, yeah. There was some series didn't really, like, this was when, we didn't get, like, a real Paper Mario. We got Super Paper Mario, which was fine. It was supposed to be a GameCube game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Wario Land Shake It. Like, these weird things you forget about. Wario Land Shake It.
Yeah.
Kirby's Epic Yarn, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was
the first Donkey Kong Country Returns was on there.
Yeah, it's just funny. Like, when I think of, like, the games actually not, like, were good games in the system, like, just... They never took any real advantage of the waggle.
The Super Mario Bros. Wii was actually kind of a big deal at the time, because it was still just the second one of those. And, like, the first one on DS was kind of like, oh, this is nostalgic fun. But, like, the one on Wii, the Wii one was like, oh, this is, like,
four players.
This is, like, Super Mario Brothers 4. This is really cool, you know? Mm. Yeah, it was four players. That was really neat at the time. We didn't have so many of them. It's like, whatever. I can't tell you.
I can't distinguish them at all.
They kind of drove that into the ground. Because that game sold so well. It's sold better than the Galaxy games. You know, like, the 2D Mario games, they always sell better than the 3D ones. Because I guess it's just...
They're more approachable, I think.
Yeah, that's why. It's just for some people.
Yeah, like, you could give New Super Mario Brothers to a 5-year-old and they'll be fine.
Yeah, which is kind
3D ones maybe a little trickier.
Mm-hmm. But it was strange, because the system has so much momentum for selling so well. It's like Nintendo's on the top world. And then it just kind of slowly
fizzled out
to the point where, like, 360 started outselling it on a monthly basis. Like, it was never going to catch up to the overall install base.
Right.
But there was, like, a time where the 360 kind of was the market leader anyways, even though, like, its install base wasn't close, and in some ways it couldn't compete. And then there's kind of this awful period of time in console gaming, too, where they both had because they were late to it, their Wii competitor thing. Sony had the PlayStation Move, which didn't do... It was just basically the Wii Motion Plus. And it worked well.
Yeah.
But who cares?
By the time it came out, it was like, whatever.
Right. And it was like, yeah, like, that stuff worked pretty well for what it was. And, you know, but who cares? And again, it's like, they made Wii Motion Plus games. They didn't make, like, you know, so they weren't, like, using it well with, like, existing. It's not like, here's how Uncharted is so much better with this thing or whatever. Then, God, Microsoft had freaking Kinect, which was such a cancer. Oh, my God. Remember how... It so kills me how... I mean, that thing sold really well, because it, unlike Move, wasn't just, you know, here, it's the Wii again. It's like, it's kind of like it, but it's like different, better maybe.
Yeah.
And it just worked so poorly.
Child of Eden was a good Kinect game. That was the one.
So stupid. And then they're like, we're going to make this, like, so integral of Xbox One. It's so funny to think now.
Yeah, to think back, like, every Xbox One comes with a Kinect, and the price is higher.
Remember when that was a non-negotiable point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that became negotiable pretty quickly. Like, oh, please, never mind.
Ever since
please buy an Xbox One. Oh, my gosh. But, God, yeah, so we had the Kinect. You remember, it was so weird, because, like, we were told the Kinect 2.0, it's all going to work so much better. It worked a little better.
A little better, yeah.
Not
a little
much.
Better.
Not was much. It wasn't, we thought it'd be like the Wii Motion Plus, where it'd be like, this is all going to work now, and now it's going to be great. But, yeah. So, yeah, the Wii is a weird system, because, like, maybe right now, I mean, it's obviously not retro yet, even though it's 10 years old, hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I have no real, like, affinity for it. I have very little reason to go back and play a game on there. And if I did, it would probably be one of the two Mario Galaxy games.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe at some point I want to play Skyward Sword again. But yeah, it's basically just those three games are the only ones that I would be like, oh, man, I need to keep my Wii around. Because everything else, was either on another system or had a better sequel or a previous version somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like Metroid Prime games, you know, I'd rather play one. I actually don't mind playing that with that, like the Metroid Prime trilogy version. I can play the GameCube version.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Smash Brothers, give me the newer one. Mario Kart, give me the newer one. You know, so on and so forth. Kind of just a strange system. It's so weird that the super successful system kind of has this weird legacy.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Wii U kind of tarnished it further. Because for a bit, they were trying to make Wii the brand, right?
Right.
And then the Wii U was just kind of a bomb. And just, again, it was just... Because at that point, the Wii brand was already kind of dying. And people were kind of tired.
Yeah, it was all just so odd.
Right, so... And that's when the nice thing right now, these days, is that the Nintendo brand itself, like, for a bit, they were like, we're going to kind of be anti-Nintendo in some weird ways, right? It's not about our characters. It's about, like, me's. It's about you.
Yeah. And it's like, no. And, like, it's about your characters.
White, and now they're very much, like, kind of taking a Disney approach where it's like, look at our properties.
Yeah.
Look at the value here. This has Mario. Mario on iPhones. Mario for everyone. Mario in theme parks. It's like, yeah, that's fine. We're okay with that.
Hey, that's a good transition.
Is it?
What do you think of the $10 price tag on Mario, whatever it's called?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, Mario Run.
Yes.
Whatever. Oh, I have $10.
Yeah, I know. It's so expensive. I'm like,
I mean, I guess it's pretty expensive for a mobile game, I guess. But I don't know.
Again, for a game that's going to have no in-app purchases or anything.
Sure. There's like a free trial version of it, so mm-hmm. you can see if you like it. I kind of feel inclined to just because, see. I think they know to a degree that they can kind of get away with it a little bit more so than other people. Like Rayman Run wasn't going to cost
$10,
you know. But sure, Mario, that's fine. And when December 15th, huh? That comes out.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be fun. Nintendo can make good games.
they've been known.
I mean, it's going to do well. The question is like, how well is it going to be? Like monumentally ridiculous because. It just seems like such an easy revenue stream for Nintendo. Like, it's so funny how they should be doing bad, but, like, then all of a sudden you have, like, all right, there's a Mario mobile game. We're going to make $1 million. Here's an NES mini classic.
Yeah, it's not hot Christmas gift, yeah.
Right? And it's like, oh, God. I was talking about this with Jeff a little bit. Do you think that was... How intentional do you think the short supply was?
How intentional do you think Amiibo shortages were a year ago? honestly, it's the trend at this point for them. And I think it's...
Can you blame them, though? Because look how much extra press it gets.
I don't think it's so much they're like, we're going to supply constrain this on purpose to build demand. I think it's they're more worried they're going to make too many.
Sure.
And so they go on the most conservative estimate they can, always... which is always just wrong.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, that's fine. I definitely think that it's doing better than they thought it would have.
Oh, for sure. Well, the price is right. $60 for what it is brings in the... Like, I don't even want one that bad. Like, I'm not, like, the guy who's, like... Remember, like, all this week at 5 o'clock, Walmart was, like, putting on their website, and they're, like, sold out instantly. Like, I'm not the guy who is refreshing
Walmart.
But for
$60...
If I was walking in Target, and there was, like, one on the shelf, I'd probably grab it.
Oh, God, yeah. You know? Just to flip it at this point.
Yeah, right.
But
I'll take $500.
At that point, you can almost actually buy all the original stuff.
Yeah. That was a cool comparison article you did,
yes,
by the way.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, if you don't know, on Games Begin, check that out. I did the math based on a price list online on how much it would cost you to, like, actually buy an original NES, a controller, in those 30 games. Loose item, meaning just the cartridges. It's about $500 or so. So mm-hmm. you're saving, like, $400-some by getting it. And of course, you're not actually owning collectible things as they were. I just want to keep collecting games, but I got to, like, play through and stuff. I got to go through Secret of Mana. It's so hard right now, though, because I have so much stuff I'm reviewing.
Yeah.
God.
So
I said Pokemon, which is out today, actually.
Yeah, I picked up my copy. Obviously, I haven't started it yet.
I played a bit. My copy came in kind of later than some other outlets. I think it's because they sent it to the office in San Francisco first, so then it had to get sent to me. But I played a bit of it. I mean, it's fine. It's Pokemon. It's interesting because they're doing some stuff to shake up the formula, finally. Like, the big thing is that, at least right now, there aren't gyms. There's island challenges.
Really?
And they're almost kind of like dungeons.
Really?
I've only done one. It might be different. And the end boss is not a gym leader. It's like a giant version of a Pokemon who can, like, summon, like, smaller versions of himself. And it's when you
capture the big one?
You can't capture the big one.
Oh.
But then it's when you, and then when you beat it, you get a Z crystal from them for whatever type that is. And the Z crystal is the thing you put in person that lets you do Z moves.
What's a Z move?
Z move is like the flashy limit break looking moves that you might see in the trailers.
Oh. I have to admit, I honestly haven't kept up with much. I didn't figure I was going to get it.
This year's like Mega Evolution. So Mega Evolution's gone. This time it's
just gone entirely?
I think so, yeah.
That's true. I kind of like
it. I didn't like it. Well, and I don't know how much I like these, to be honest.
So the other thing to go back, the only thing I didn't like about Mega Evolution is there's no disadvantage to it.
Right.
So, like, why was it a thing? Like, why not just let it be an evolution?
No, that's why I didn't like it. And Z is, like, a little better. You can only use one Z move a battle.
Like, from all six Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's,
I guess that's fine. For, like, especially for bigger battles, you have to be somewhat strategic about it, I guess. But that's fine. And they are flashy. And some of them are, like, some of them are more like this could be one for, like, almost any normal type Pokemon, but some of them are, like, very specific for this Pokemon, and they look really cool.
Hmm.
I really like the Polynesian setting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking very forward to the theme.
Because it almost feels like, yeah, I'm on a vacation, I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's nice, you know, it's not like, there was, like, the last one was, like, the French Pokemon game, but it still felt like a Pokemon, you know, whatever. Like, there's the Eiffel Tower, but if people are eating croissants, like...
There's still, like, fucking Pokemon.
It's still, you know, there's still Pokemon, everyone looks kind of... whatever, there's people in jeans, and look, there's a Pokemon, you know, it was fine, there's a lot more cafes, you know, but this one, you know, it looks Polynesian, you know, I don't want to sound wrong, but people are brown, and it's nice, you know, like, people actually look like they live on an island, you know, it's like, hey, this is nice.
That's
Pokemon funny. Did not whitewash the Samoan culture, so there that's a go. Plus, there yeah. You go. It is kind of like your character moves there from Kanto, so there's kind of some callbacks to Kanto stuff sometimes, which is fun. The beginning was kind of slow.
No, they're always kind of slow. Because
they have to explain so much, and especially now with, like, the feature creep that's kind of happens. Like, we can explain how you catch Pokemon. It's like, here's how berries work.
Yeah, I almost wish they'd, like... They're like... It's like they're terrified to cut that stuff. Like, do we really need berries?
Yeah, right.
Are berries adding that much to the game? But, like, they're there because they've been there.
Right, and I think...
They kind of need to do... To this game, what they did with Zelda, where even with Link Between Worlds, it's like, we need to stop doing things because it's the way it's been done.
Right, and there is that with the gym leaders, and I'm kind of hoping there's more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know from, like, other things that, like, they're building the, like, Elite Four place there as you're doing it. I don't know if they, like, finish it at some point.
I bet they do.
Yeah, right? So, like, maybe, I almost feel like, after you get the challenges, there'll be, like, because there seems to be, like, these open spots, like, in the one city, I bet they're gonna build a gym there.
Later. Yeah.
So, I'll come back. It'll be kind of fun, like, after you go through it, and it's, like, there's gyms, like, in all the cities. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of fun. Instead of a progress. It'd also make more sense, too, if they're all, like, actually hard.
Yeah. No, that always was kind of silly, like, this is the gym leader, go Rattata!
Here comes my level 10 Geodude!
Oh, I love the villain team, though, so far.
Oh, yeah?
Team Skull. They are just hilariously, like, incompetent. It's like, I almost feel like at some point they're going to become an actual threat, and I almost, like, don't look forward to it. So right now they come, and they're, like, characters from Jack Ryan Radio. There's, like, the beatbox music, like, and they're like, yeah, oh, man, give me your Pokemon. And, like, the people are just like, go away. Oh, God, Team Skull's here again, guys. Oh, so annoying. And then they, like, fight you, and they set out their shitty, like, Zubat. You fight back, like, oh.
Like, how could this happen?
And they're like, oh, whatever. Like, it's great. Like, not menacing at all.
That's pretty funny.
It's like, yeah, I just hope it stays like that. In fact, they accidentally helped me at one point. Because there's a Pokemon that was, like, poking its head out of three different cave spots, and then they show up like, oh, we're gonna get Pokemon too, and then they fight me. Like, oh, screw this, we're just gonna get that Pokemon. So they block off the other two cave, like, holes, like, oh, we'll get him, so you can go to the third one and catch him.
Like, that's really funny. Thanks, guys. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, Team Skull.
I'm glad they're a little self-aware
Team
there.
Team Skull amuses me. And I enjoyed them.
Oh, looking forward to that.
I also, like, one of my criticisms with X and Y was that it was 3D, but it was still very grid-based, right? You only had, like, eight directional movements,
right.
Just like in the other ones. Everything was, like, the towns even were still very, like, square or whatever for the most part, or just, like, streets. This, like, is actually kind of feels like a 3D game.
Yeah.
You have the full movement. The camera will kind of, like, move around. You don't have, like, that chibi version of yourself in the field. Everything is the same dimensions as they are cool. in battle.
The other thing I'm hoping you could tell me, because I remember in XY, they fixed this for whatever was the remake they did last year. I can't remember.
Ruby Sapphire, yeah. Omega.
Because remember, if you were in 3D mode, the frame rate halved during the fights, but they fixed that.
Well, I'll tell you how they fixed it. There's just no 3D in this game. There's one time, and I forget why.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the 3D is never on. There was one time when it was on. I can't remember what it was. It was something weird, like when I was petting a Pokemon or something strange. No 3D in the main game, no 3D in the battles.
What?
Well, that's how they got the performance
but
to work.
But they got it to work in the last one.
The frame rate dropped, and that's
why. No. In X and Y it did, but then in the Ruby Sapphire remake, it didn't.
Look, for whatever reason, There's no 3D.
The fuck, Nintendo? Siri, on your 3DS platform? Come on.
I think... Well, look. They're kind of done with that. Well, in fact, there's already a rumor that...
Yeah, I was going to say, have you
heard this? Pokemon Star...
Which will be this game's, like, yellow.
Yeah. It was so weird to me that...
Well,
that,
finish this, what you're saying.
Yeah, it's going to come out for Switch next year.
Which, shocking, cool. But...
It's weird to me that they just did not make Pokemon Z. Like, it was right there.
That seems so obvious.
There was even the other legendary Pokemon that looked like a Z that you was
going to be on. They were going to and then right. Just didn't.
Well, like, I understood for Black and White because they just did Black and White 2 instead of Pokemon Gray. It's like, there's, like, the obvious choice for these. Yeah.
Right.
And, but, I don't know. Yeah, I think they made, you know, Alpha and the Ruby remakes. Like, at this point, do we need the Diamond and Pearl remakes?
No.
Honestly, they may as well because they can make, you know.
I guess, like, I got the Ruby and Sapphire remakes. I got to, like, the first gym, and I was like, I don't need to play this.
I had some fun with it.
It was fun to fire it up, but I was, like, just ultimately, I was like, eh.
It was all right.
What I need to do is I actually want to get the Pokemon Bank subscription. Because you can get the Pokemon from the Virtual Console versions of Red, Blue, and Yellow and transfer them into this. And I got that Mew.
That's cool. That's actually pretty neat. Another thing, like, so they kind of always switch with these generations where, like, last year and some of them like this, where it's just only the new Pokemon you can catch for a while until you, like, beat the game. Then, like, more Pokemon are everywhere. And then they kind of get the old ones in, too. This one from the start, it's a mix.
But you have, like, the Alola versions.
Not of all of them, but some of them. Like, but some of them are cool, like, I have a Rattata in my party, non-ironically, because he's also Dark-type. He looks a little different. He knows Bite, which is, like, a strong Dark move.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, good against Psychic Pokemon. So right. So, like, all right. Yeah, I'll keep him around for a while. and even, like, usually in these games, like, that first area you're in, it's, like, nothing but, like, that game's, like, Pidgey
and Rattata. And Caterpie.
Right. And this one, like, even from the very beginning, there's a spot, like, you catch a Pichu.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and
good.
Stuff like that, and or a Wingull, and like these are people you could keep with you the entire game, so you can like start your party much earlier, which
that's
is nice.
Good.
Like even like I'm leaving the first town, and I already have like I'm sure I'll fill in the slots later, but I almost have everything I would need. Like I could probably beat the game with the party I have right now.
That's good.
So that's nice. And again, it is nice. The lower versions are cool because it's like, oh, here's what's the sludge looking? Not Muck, the one that involves the Muck.
Grimer.
Here's a Grimer, but he looks different. So yeah, that's neat.
Isn't like, isn't there a Ninetales Vulpix, but it's like an ice type now?
Yeah, like some number, yeah, like that. Like the Diglett is also steel type and stuff like that.
And he has gorgeous
locks. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing. The duck trios. I almost wanted to put in my party, except like I actually have a Magnemite that I'm kind of excited about because I mean he doesn't have a lower version, but I think in the last games they gave him a third evolution.
Well, now he's Electric Steel too,
right? So. And he's Electric Steel, so he's pretty good, and he knows both the moves. Like, all right, I'll keep him around. But yeah, I mean. You know, it's pretty cool. I got the Pichu. Maybe I should have gone with this because there is that Alola version of Raichu now, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun. I mean, you know, at this point, you know if you like Pokemon or not. Is it like,
yeah.
I don't like Pokemon. Oh, should I give it a try now? Maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Pokemon still.
Right.
There's like this weird festival plaza thing that I still don't quite understand. It's kind of like where you do social features, but it's also like a hub for it. So it's like, Street Pass people will show up there, but also just, like, people randomly from... What's, like, the World Pass thing? Spot Pass. Where people just show up. Like, you can talk to them. They're like, I caught a Raditz on Route 3. I'm like, all right, thanks.
Great.
But, like, you can get coins, like, coins there that you can, like, use in shops there. And sometimes it's like, here's a bundle of 12 Pokeballs. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's not bad.
I'll take... Yeah, okay, sure. So, I'm like, I don't quite understand what's happening here, but okay. Give me stuff. So, but, I mean, yeah, it's Pokemon. I'm kind of excited to see where it goes. And if nothing else, the setting has been
really... Yeah.
It's fun. I tell you what, it's like, you might have wanted to do your Hawaii vacation, like, last year. Because with this and Moana, it's like, people might suddenly all have a taste for Polynesian stuff. so, yeah, Pokemons.
Cool. So, yeah, beat Titanfall 2.
Oh, I know you... Everyone has real good things to say about
it. It's real good.
I want to play it.
You
just
need
like...
to, because I want to discuss it. They have, what I don't understand why all shooters don't do this, but they have like the blue gravity gun moment at the end of the game, and it's the way it's done is just so good. It's so good. It was great. Just like I love that there's mechanics that get introduced that could be a whole game.
Right.
But they're just there for a level. And then, like, there's a reason why you can't use them anymore. But, like, that actually makes them more special. Like,
right.
Like they're not stretched out. Like, it's exactly what you wanted out of it. It's just such a great campaign. It's such a little thing, but I love how BT, your Titan, will, like, talk to you. You can, like, choose how to respond to him, and that kind of shapes his like attitude in general. Mm-hmm. Just like neat little touches like that. It was just so good. Yeah, such a good game.
Yeah, someday I'll be able to get to that. But God, there's so many things going on.
It's only so you can be in 6 hours. It's an evening. So good.
All right.
Anything else you played?
I think that's it.
Excited to see Fantastical Beasts tomorrow.
You know, it's strange. I'm not really like I want to see it, but I'm not excited.
I've heard like, people have seen it, seem to enjoy it. I've heard it's not like, a kids movie.
That's fine.
Like at all.
No one seems like enthusiastic. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, thanks for listening to the Explaining Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store, Google Play Store, leave us a review. We always appreciate that. We'll see you next week right here on the Explaining Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.